Only a few reporters have been allowed into Basra in southern Iraq because of the intense fighting. Arab News correspondent Issam El-Hali was there briefly on Friday. NPR's Renee Montaigne reached him by phone in Kuwait.
There was a big statue of Saddam Hussein at the first intersection, and it seemed like it was in good shape. Up until Basra, all the statues and posters of Saddam we had seen in Umm Qasr and all the Safwan, all the southern towns when the U.S. went in, they were either spray-painted or shot at or just removed. This one was still in good shape.
Speaking to people who live in Basra, were you able to ascertain what their feelings were about Saddam Hussein, about the American-led troops?
I did get a chance to speak to a young Iraqi about 19 years old when we first went into Iraq at an area called Safwan, which is at the Kuwaiti border. When we went in, there was a humanitarian relief truck from the Kuwaiti Red Crescent Society. Along with it were a lot of media, a lot of cameras. So as we went in, people were shouting loudly this chant that we've heard many, many times, which is, with our blood, with our souls, we will die for you, Saddam. And this struck me as being a little odd. So I took this 19-year-old aside, away from the cameras, and asked them, why are you guys chanting this, especially that all the relief is coming from Kuwait? They said, on camera, we have to always show our support for Saddam, because if the U.S. or the U.K. troops decide to withdraw, then Saddam is going to come in, he's going to slaughter families and individuals of those who have voiced any opposition for him.
This hatred that people were telling you privately that they hold for Saddam Hussein, does that translate to, in a sense, loving the fact that the U.S. and the British forces are coming?
I won't go as far as saying they're loving it. They are extremely happy that Saddam is being removed. But at the same time, they're very sad about the loss of life, civilian loss of life. The majority of people are completely against this war. But they do want Saddam gone at any cost, almost.
Issam El-Hali reports for the Saudi Arabia-based Arab News. He spoke with NPR's Renee Montaigne.